You are indeed so bhagya, fortunate. We are not in an ordinary place. The house of Srila Prabhupada is a special place. It is in, after Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan, he tried to preach in the Western world. It wasn't easy. It was not just an easy success story. It wasn't, when Prabhupada was anchored with a Jaladuta, just on the pier in New York City. At that time Prabhupada was reflecting how difficult it was to bring Krishna consciousness to the Western world. Imagine, you would have to go all alone to New York to preach this Sanatana Dharma from Srimad Bhagavatam. What would you say? So Prabhupada also felt like that. While he was on the ship, the Jaladuta, with which he had come to America, he wrote a song called Markine Bhagavad Dharma. And in that song he's saying, my dear Lord, I don't know why you've brought me to this place. Here everyone is engaged in all the sinful activities. I don't know what I'm going to say to convince them. I can't think of any word that I could say to convince them. All I can think of is that maybe your words will convince them. And then he started to quote Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimrata Swakata Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Ridyanta Stoya Bhadrani Vidunati Suritsatana. That by simply hearing about Krishna, all the impurities and all inauspiciousness from the heart will disappear, and gradually one becomes purified. So on the strength of that faith, Prabhupada did it. He had full faith in the holy name. This morning in the Bhagavatam lecture, I spoke for a moment about the Tompkins Square Park where Prabhupada started kirtan. And it's sort of a symbol, this Tompkins Square Park, of Prabhupada's first public chanting in the Western world. And in that way, gradually having that faith that if we just chant Hare Krishna, everything will change. If I send you to America to change America and make everyone devotees, that would not be so easy. And you just say, well, you know, just chant Hare Krishna. Okay. Are we getting any support also? Any money you're going to give me? Any man, you know, are you going to give me any help? But Prabhupada went alone without help. But with this great faith, that the chanting of the holy name and Srimad Bhagavatam would make the difference. And then with the success from the West, he came back to India. Here in Vrindavan, he was received very nicely. There was a reception in the local Vrijbasis were glorifying him to be the true ambassador of Vrindavan, who had brought the glories of Vrindavan to the West. Prabhupada was very happy. They understood, my own people now, they understood. That's when they made that gate over the road, the Prabhupada gate, which I like because it clearly shows us how we enter into Vrindavan, through the Prabhupada gate, by reading Prabhupada's books, by being a follower of Prabhupada, we can actually enter into Vrindavan. Otherwise we see you drive on the Agra-Delhi highway and you know you can buy an apartment here very close to ISKCON Mandir and you get you put deposit and you get possession within 3 months, very good deal, I guess, and all these kind of things, yes, but it looks not so spiritual. Big buildings with apartments reminds us of some big city, some apartments in big city, in a way looks the same like Delhi. You sort of feel, but where Krishna? Where are the cowherd boys? Where is Vrindavan? We have the fountain, is there? See? We have. Krishna is here. So gradually, people, they, in the name of coming to the Dham, they're covering the Dham, because they're bringing with them so much from the world. But Prabhupada came and uncovered the Dham, right? Exactly the opposite. The materialist comes to the Dham to cover the Dham and bring in material things. Prabhupada came to uncover the Dham and to bring out Krishna, to all of us, by creating this Krishna Balaram Mandir. Such a victory, such a success. So here in this house, Srila Prabhupada resided, and disciples would come from all over the world. Naturally, some of the disciples were also thinking how to get Prabhupada to think of them. So they would give Prabhupada a picture of their deity for in the house. Or they'd give Prabhupada a picture of their preaching in the house. With the idea that then Prabhupada would come and meet them. There are some of the early paintings that illustrate Prabhupada's books on here, especially ones relating to Vrindavan. In Prabhupada's rooms, you can see Krishna and Balaram with the cows returning in the evening after a day in the forest. Everyone has been waiting, or you see Radha and Krishna seated under a desire tree, like this. But all these things are there from Prabhupada's books. So the house tells the story of Prabhupada, the spiritual master, who represented the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and who was surrounded and served by loving disciples. Somehow or other, Prabhupada had captured his disciples. He had somehow or other not just given them the knowledge of Gita, Bhagavatam and so on, but he had touched their hearts by his kindness, by his courage, by his example. Somehow or other, everyone was impressed, so impressed, that everyone felt, yes, he is a pure devotee, there is no doubt about it. Yes. And Prabhupada was asked by journalists, "Are you seeing Krishna?" Said, yes. I see him right now. I see him all the time. You also want to see him. So this topic of seeing Krishna always came up again and again. And on one occasion, Prabhupada was responding to academics who called him dogmatic. And he said, "Why are they so dogmatically saying that Krishna is not God when they haven't seen him?" They're saying, "How can you say Krishna is God? This is dogma." And Prabhupada would say, "No, why are you so dogmatically saying that Krishna is not God when you haven't seen him?" So this is the essence. So Prabhupada was seeing Krishna at all times, and such a devotee. So, therefore we are fortunate that we are here in Vrindavan. You'll be here quickly, a little bit Govardhan, bahut garam, bahut garam, bahut garam. Varish to tora agya, to isli to jada, parisan nito. Aur abhi thora din Vrindavan mein, aur isse baad to jayenge, yahan se, wafis, ho gaya, aur to kya ho jayega. Vrindavan mein, to kuch kripa milta tha, lekin pura samasna to nahi aaya. Vrindavan mein. Aur phir wafis jayenge, Ahmedabad mein. Aur Vrindavan abhi bhi thora smaran mein rahenge, lekin to कैसे तो असली वृंदावन का दर्शन लेने हो जाएगा. So that is the question. You've made your visit, but it is just a quick visit, some sort of initial acquaintance. All right, nice place, very spiritual indeed. Nice temple, Prabhupada's rooms, yes, we saw. Very good. Govardhan, Haribol. And yes, Prasad was very nice. We still brought some sweets also. Tasty. Tasty. And restaurant was good also. Yes, very good. Nice. So, and then, yes, okay. Pera, Vrindavan ki pera. To, Lilia, kya? Lilia, to Vrindavan ki pera? Nahi, diya nahi, ye wala. Oh, Prabhuji. तो पैर नहीं दिया वो कैसे तो जाएंगे बिना पैर वृंदावन का. वो पैर वृंदावन में बहुत बढ़िया है. ओ, कोई बात नहीं, बिना भी चलता है. विदाउट पैर यू कैन ऑल्सो लिव बट नॉट वेरी लॉन्ग. Anyway, so the Vrindavan experience you have had, but now the question is, yeah, what's next? Back to life, everyday life, back to routine, so many responsibilities, so many demands, family, oh, they want, you must do this, yes, you must do that, yes, yes. You must do all these things, yes, of course. A good son, yes, yes, yes. And what about your marriage? Yes, yes. We have this nice girl for you. Oh no, is she chanting Hare Krishna? No, you must stop this nonsense, right? Your parents are finding a nice girl for you, suitable, huh? Proper family and everything. Huh? Then, what else you will say? These Hare Krishna wala, they can say so many things, but you know, this is another matter, this is in the family. And Krishna will become a dream. Beautiful, Bansri wala, Swapna. Oh, Bansri wala, Swapna, bahut sundar hai. Lekin to asli jivan mein to kya aisa to kuch nahi hota hai. क्योंकि असली जीवन में सिर्फ परिश्रम आता है. कर्तव्य परिवर्तन तो है, बाप और माँ को कुछ करना पड़ेगा. बूढ़ा है, बहुत बूढ़ा है, तो क्या करते हो. Like this we get caught up in family responsibilities, family affairs, job, career. Oh yes. If you work very hard, lots of overtime and everything without pay, then possibly you will get permanent appointment, yes, in your job. Although even all the qualifications in India give you no job guarantee. Even PhD. Oh my God. Should we go to foreign country, baby? It's true, in foreign country, usually you get a job, right? More easy. If you have PhD or even masters, you generally get a job. But, oh, everyone will be sinful. No one will be vegetarian. Everyone will drink things that should only be used on the outside of the body and not on the inside of the body, if you know what I mean. We are not against alcohol. The only problem with alcohol is when it goes on the inside of the body. It's meant for the outside. No problem. That's fine. No problem. So alcohol is fine. No problem at all. You can have it as much as you like, but on the outside. So in this way, yeah, how much will this Krishna consciousness really change our lives? It's meant to do that. It is about that. It is about opening our eyes to reality. Not that we wake up with the alarm clock in the morning or the telephone, you know, beep, 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 and all that, and then turn it off, brush your teeth, and go back to sleep. No. We're supposed to stay awake. Om jnanati mirandasya jnanandana salakya sakshura vinitam yana tasmai si gurave namaha. When we wake up in Krishna consciousness, then we must stay awake. So how to do this now? This is a challenge. Most of you already entangled, but some maybe not so much. Some may say, well, maybe for me, brahmachari is all right. Maybe it will work. My parents are not so poor. Avaj karo. My parents are, they have some pension. Married? Actually, I don't really want to be married. Then join the ashram. It is the best. It's the best to be free. But what about my duties? Devarsi bhutatra ninam pitrenam nakim karo rayam jinsarajan sarvatmanam yasaranam saranyam kato mukundam pariyati yakata. That all duties to the devas, to the rishis, to the buddhas, apta, to the forefathers, to the children, all social duties are already completed when one is taking care of the duty to Krishna. Yeah, but Shastra says your duty to parents. Yes, but first is duty to God and then duty to parents, you see. It is like that. First the duty to Krishna, then after that, yes, duty to everybody else. See, this is actually Shastra. Because the duty to Krishna is eternal, whereas the duty to parents is temporary. So we cannot let those material duties interfere with our spiritual duty. Sometimes we saw that men took sannyas even although their families were dependent. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was like that. His mother was elderly. Actually of an elderly age, weak, and a widow. Husband had died. His wife was 16 years old, almost a child. Very young girl, 16 years, what she knows, how she can take care of anything. She knows nothing. Mother too old to deal with things, wife too young to deal with these things. How could he leave these two women alone? What would become of them? How could he take sannyas? How could he be so hard-hearted, so insensitive? What kind of example was that to the world? And is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? No, I don't understand. How? Simple. Because traditionally, those who are taking sannyas, they are not cold. It's not that they don't have a heart. and that they just walk away from home, don't care about the family. No, it's not like that. They pray. They pray to the Supreme Lord, my dear Lord, I am now leaving home for your service. For long I have taken care of these family members, but now my time has come to take up a greater service. My Lord, now I can no longer take care of them. My Lord, from this day on, I place them in your hands. Then he leaves, after he's placed them in the hands of the Lord. So it is like that. When the devotee is giving his whole life to the Lord will not care. The Lord will make arrangements. It will all carry on. So even this is a test of our faith. So all of us now have to make this choice to make Krishna the priority in our life, somehow or other. Oh, no problem. Some of you may become brahmachari, some will be grihastha, some will work, some will have family, some will do everything in the world, but no sinful activity. It may be tough, but it can be done. If we are strict, it will work out. One friend of mine is a gentleman who has a high post in government, in investment in sustainable energy. That means alternative energy like biodiesel and things like that. So in the course of that job, he has a lot to do with oil companies and, you know, discussing how they can gradually replace the fossil stock for biodiesel. So he was in Saudi Arabia and meeting with ministers and other big leaders in the oil industry, and they noticed that during the meals he wasn't really eating very much, right? Eating some salad, you know, a few green leaves, and that was it, right? So finally the host said, I think you may be experiencing some difficulties. Is it by any chance that you are a vegetarian? He said, yes, I'm vegetarian, but also quite strict, you know, really only taking things cooked in a kitchen which is also vegetarian. So the next day, in Saudi Arabia, one South Indian Brahmana came from the Ramanuja Sampradaya. And he came and he brought this big plate and he said, I've offered it to the Shaligram, right? Please accept this prasad. Yeah? So somehow or other, if we persevere to keep our spiritual standards, Krishna will help us and people will appreciate and recognize. Prabhupada used to tell one story, and it was about a factory. And in that factory, many of the workers were Vaishnavas, and they were wearing tilak. But then that factory changed owner, and a Muslim bought that factory. So the Muslim passed an order that, you know, we don't mind that Hindus work here, but they cannot wear that that religious mark. And so everyone cried, oh, what is this? This is too much. This is our religion, our tilak. No, what can we do? But then he said, yeah, what can we do? We need a job also, and, you know, our families, and we need to eat, you know. So, little Pani, no tilak. They all came to work without tilak. But one man, you know, he put the tilak, and he came to work. So the boss said, what is this? You are putting this tilak? Huh? I gave order that no one can wear tilak in this factory, and you are wearing the tilak? And the man said, he said, look, I'm a good worker. I do my job, right? Dutifully. And as far as my religion, that's my personal matter. and that has nothing to do with my job. And the boss said, I like you. You have some spirit. He said, you can wear tila, but nobody else can. So Prabhupada used to tell this story about a man who had some courage to stand up for Krishna. A man who had the courage to be a little different than the Joneses or a little different than the neighbors. Usually, human beings, they act just like certain animals that live in herds, right? They look to the right, they look to
the left,
and then they say, and that's it. Yes, we do exactly what other people do. But no. It takes courage. So we are here in Vrindavan. Not to see the sights, not to just to get to know the place. Oh yes, I Vrindavan. Yes, I went there. Yes. I've been. I've been many places. New York also, Vrindavan, America. Yes, I've been everywhere. I've seen nice place. Krishna place, very nice. Everybody Krishna, very nice place. I have seen. No. That's not it. This is not the place to see. This is the place to pray. To pray for what? Okay. Give me health. Give me wealth. Give me cash in my hands. Yeah. Now you're talking. Now the lecture's getting good. Yeah. Give me all these things. Bollywood. So, like this, yes, we want all these things. Blonde, blue eyes, from America. Yes. This we want. Yes. No, we don't pray for these things. We came here to pray for spiritual strength, or for the strength to be spiritual. You see? We come here for the strength that we can live a spiritual life and put Krishna first. That's what we pray for. To Prabhupada. You come to holy places, here, in the Samadhi, you pray, here in Prabhupada's house, you pray, Prabhupada, give me the strength that I can live a spiritual life. Oh, Gonitai, give me the mercy that I can somehow or other live a spiritual life. Oh, Krishna Balaram, you are the giver of strength. Oh, please, give me the strength that I can serve Krishna. As Balaram is always serving Krishna. Oh, Radha Shyama Sundar, your beauty is extraordinary. Please capture my mind and make me forget the beauty of Maya. Like this we pray. Like this we pray. Here. That's what we came for. That's the meaning of Vrindavan. Then we go back like stronger devotees, thinking, when, oh when, can I go back to Sri Vrindavan Dham? When, oh when, can I come back there the next time in this wonderful place where the atmosphere is so spiritual? And we carry something with us at home, and little by little, we become stronger. 16 rounds, yes, and why not 16,000 rounds? Prabhupada said, not me, Prabhupada said, 16, minimum of 16 rounds every day. Why only 16? Prabhupada said, why not 16,000? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram
little break, little snack.
Four, three, two, one, zero,
ping. Finish.
Yeah. 16 rounds chanting, magic number. Well, that's good, but a little more, a little more than just that. Also, yeah, little more. Some devotion also, maybe, possible, would be nice. Why not? We are not chanting machines. And then we can put Krishna in the foreground in our life. And this, in this way, we can gradually become more and more fixed up. Maybe one day take initiation. Maybe one day do regular service in the temple. And yes, we have a job. Yes, we have all these things. But we know that being a devotee is the most important of all, because that's going to stay. Jobs come, jobs go. Of course, our parents, we love them, we want the best for them, but just their material needs is not the best. We must give them Krishna also. One father was on his deathbed and his son said, "Chant." Father said, "No." Then the son said, "I'll beat you if you don't chant." Then the father started, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna." So sometimes it takes strong means. What can we say? We must do the needful must be done. Somehow or other, it is our real business to give our family members also the mercy of the holy name, the mercy of Prabhupada, the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. That's our business. Yeah. Of course, I know you are Gujaratis, so, you know, Gujaratis are always thinking of business. The fingers go like this from counting the cash. It's like, it's in the blood. I understand. I'm from Holland, same thing. Yeah. The Dutch, the Jews and the Gujaratis, they don't need to think. They smell where the prophet is. They just smell it. Others have to think, but Gujaratis, Dutch and Jews, they just know it instinctively. So I understand. But okay, what good is prophet anyway? I'm a misfit in my family, because everyone is into business, business, business and more business, so many family businesses. And with me, there is one problem. And the problem is that I never had a desire to make profit. Oh my God. Can you imagine if that would happen in a Gujarati family? What a drama that would be. You have a son in the family who has no desire to make profit. So in a Dutch family it's the same. It's a big drama. It was a big... They tried everything. Doctors, medicines, nothing worked. Education, it didn't work. I just had no desire to make profit. I know how to do it. I can. No problem. I know how to do business. I know. I'm good at it. Of course. I'm from Holland. But no desire. I did when I was temple president here. Made money for the temple. But otherwise, for myself, profit. What a boring thing to get so excited about money. So, therefore, I like to remind you that money may have some use, but how far are we going to take it? at one point, it's of a secondary importance. And Krishna must be first. Spiritual life is first. So now you're getting this chance. This is the chance. This is what the devotees are offering to you. And this is what you should somehow or other solidify together. Alone cannot be done. But together we can do it. Together we are strong. United we stand. That is a fact. Together we are strong. So if we stay together, you are now here as a group. Stay together. Go together in your Krishna consciousness. And if one stays behind, SMS him, call him up, Facebook, whatever means you have to penetrate into his life and say, hey, oh, Sanjeev, what are you doing? Like this, somehow or other, we have to help each other. Then it can be done. And then there are the senior devotees who will guide us along the path. Then everything will work. Everything will work. So this is Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan. In Vrindavan it is like that. Everyone is serving. The devotees are together. Everyone is serving the senior Vaishnavas. And then they'll serve Krishna. So that is the secret of Vrindavan. Now that you're soon leaving Vrindavan, I'll tell you the secret of Vrindavan. The secret of Vrindavan is to serve the feet of the Vaishnavas. That is the most precious thing, the dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas. It says one cannot attain success if one not takes his bath in the dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas. Yeah? And the dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas is found in two places. One is on the feet of the Vaishnava. And the other in his footsteps. So it means one must follow in the footsteps of the Vaishnava. That one must go the same path that he went. And then one will become spiritually strong. That's the secret of Vrindavan. To follow in the footsteps of the Vaishnavas. Some of you are writing a book. Newspaper. Facebook page. Then CBI. Something. Someone's writing. So your turn now for some questions, and then we'll leave from here. So what time the Bhagavad Gita class starts here? 4:30 or 5? 5:30? Okay. Anyway, your questions now? Almost 1 hour gone. So, then I take a break. When a person has completely surrendered to Krishna, how does he act? At that state, he is very happy. He is very ecstatic. Such a person is always remembering Krishna and never forgetting him, and within that experiences the greatest pleasure. He's not interested in material things.
But he uses the material things for Krishna.
Yeah, sure. That he does, but for himself, no. For Krishna, all right. Take care. Give me 10 crores. And tell your father that the Swami from Vrindavan wants 10 crores.
If he's ready, I'll come.
What is the mumble, mumble, mumble?
What is meaning of following the
footsteps of following the footsteps of the Vaishnavas? Well, that it means that just like in an ordinary situation where you follow in someone's footsteps, you go the same way they went. You cannot imitate a person. You cannot, when you're new, suddenly act the same way like a person who's very experienced. But you see how the person started from the bottom up and started to just do simple services and gradually got into more responsible services and kept a good sadhana and then grew up. And just as that's following the footsteps, that we go through the same process that the predecessors went through, then we'll get the same results. Following the footsteps. Or, kya hai?
Us taraf se, kuch?
Nahin, kuch nahin.
How can we improve our chanting?
How can we improve our chanting? By chanting? Try to hear oneself chanting. Prabhupada said. Attentive chanting means to hear yourself chanting. So try to listen. And when you hear, then it sounds like the kitchen sink, then something is not right. It has to sound like Maha Mantra. When you listen to your own chanting, then it will improve. A little louder. We try to be, sometimes we commit Vaishnava aparat, what to do to stay away from that. Well, you know, it's like something like being polite. Yeah? If you're never polite, you can see in modern times we begin to speak American English, right? And English is a funny language, to be honest. My native tongue is not English, nor is it, you know, so. And in English, there is no respectful form. It's you for everybody. You know, there's no up. That's weird. I mean, really, what kind of language is that, you know? You to a dog, and you to the most respected person. So the language has no built-in respect like that. Yeah? Difficult. Maybe in very old English, Shakespearean English, but modern English, nothing like that. Yeah. So, in the Vaishnav culture, we do learn to address Vaishnavas respectfully. That's why we call them Prabhu, right? So, to give respect, you know, not just that we just see if you use an American word, this guy, that guy, you know. Well, the guy said, you know, the guy said that really, yeah, naturally then the mood is not respectful. So we begin with respectful behavior, just as, and try to learn that. Before we make offenses, just try and develop a culture of respectful dealings, respectful addressing people. Then we avoid Vaishnava aparat like that, through culture. In our heart there may be still some criticism. So that is the next danger. When we were children, my mother told us a story of two princesses. And one princess, when she opened her mouth, roses came out. The other one, frogs. In our case, since we are devotees now, it's mostly roses. Yes, Prabhu, of course, Prabhu. Hari Bol, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, how can I serve you, Prabhu? And then suddenly a frog jumps out, you know. I mean, do you have anything in your head, you know? Do you have anything there? Oh, oops, frog. Boing, boing, boing. Now what to do? Swallow it? Difficult. So you have to try to not get critical. And when we see faults, then we also appreciate that we ourselves have faults. Of course, all the devotees, they have the duty to teach. So they have to sometimes correct people. They may sometimes say these things. Then it's not offense. Then it's not apana. Then it's just teaching. So if the senior devotee says, correct ho gaya, then it's not aparat. But if we go around and calling this one correct and that one correct and this one is pagal and that one is bevakuf and this one is that, yeah, then of course we're heading for serious Vaishnava aparat. So we should just appreciate the good qualities in the devotees and be respectful. Then chalega. What?
What is the purpose of group chanting?
What is the purpose of group chanting? Well, obviously, you know, like as I said, when we do things together, it gives support in different ways. It gives positive support in a positive way, and it also that in the sense that, yeah, all the others are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And then, of course, we want them to hear that I'm chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You chant very nicely. Very advanced devotee. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, very advanced. So, okay, that helps. And also just when your mind thinks, oh, I'm so ill today. Ill. I'm not well. Really not well. I need some rest. Rest. When you're alone, who will tell you not to do it? But when you're with the Vaishnavas, then it looks so bad. Yeah. So it also keeps check and balance. So in this way, the association of devotees gives us support and protection from our lower nature. In front of the Vaishnavas, we will behave better than when we are alone. So chant with the Vaishnavas. Yeah. Dear devotees, this was the third talk I gave when I met you. I just finished one. And three. Now I'm little break. So Swamiji wants to sort of end it up, if you don't mind. If that's okay. And but I hope you appreciated your visit to Vrindavan, and that yes, I hope to see you here again and again. I hope that all of us can come here again and again, and then we can talk more and more and more about Krishna consciousness. So, looking forward, next time I'll be here, hopefully, Krishna willing, will be in Kartik, so maybe you will also be here. It's a good time, Kartik. Mokul. Some yatra will also be here. So, then maybe, who knows? Kartik time, we'll meet again. And then you tell me, hey, remember, we came from Ahmedabad, summertime. Acha, acha, acha. So in this way, I hope we'll meet again and again. Because this is how it is with the devotees. Like we didn't meet for some time, but now we met again. And looking forward to the next time when we meet again. Hare Krishna. Best will be in Vrindavan. Okay. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.